Today's devotion is entitled, A Gate and a Door, by Pastor Josh Shoon, Word of Life, Naperville. Psalm 24 says, Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Psalm 24 is believed to have been written for a celebratory time in the life of Israel, perhaps when the Ark of the Covenant was coming into Jerusalem. It became a psalm that was recited on the first day of the week. Our text is the last few verses of this psalm, and in them we find a tone of expectation and anticipation. It may well have been recited unknowingly by rabbis, priests, and Jewish people as Jesus was entering Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday. If the gates and the doors of the city could speak, would they have cried out in joy? I find this psalm interesting as we think about the religious leaders chiding Jesus that day, calling him to settle his followers. Jesus' response, if they are silenced, the rocks would cry out. Luke 19:39-40. Palm Sunday reminds us that all creation praises its Creator through the meticulous design it has been given and the way it acts according to its purpose. Gates and doors are made to close, but also to open. Not only are they beautiful to look at, but they have a purpose. Our hearts can close and open as well. The question becomes, are we opening and closing them to the right things? Our hearts should be closed to the bad things of this world, but also open to the Lord for His majestic ride into our lives. As Jesus rode into a place made for the presence of a king, our hearts must be prepared for the King of Glory to be welcomed. So, while we progress through Holy Week, may the gates and doors of our hearts welcome the King of Kings, as did those entrances to God's holy city. Amen.